law dictionary. Also, this money that they received. Trying to put my words into thoughts. I think it would be a big mistake if we paid this money. It would be like paying your enemy off. They would. I think the international bankers, who, in my belief, the money eventually goes to, they would turn around and use these monies against our cause. My name's Dan Copeland. Over.
Okay, Dan. Thank you very much for your comments. I think. Certainly can't speak for the committee, but at least I and I think Representative Randolph concur that the state of Alaska should own both surface and subsurface mineral rights, and hopefully when we have a state constitution, we can address that segment in our constitution that would be separate from the Sagebrush or Tundra Rebellion legislation that's before us today. But I certainly agree, at least with the comments that you made, and I have no intention of letting the federal government have subsurface rights to Alaskan lands if I had any say-so in it. Jimmy Montgomery, if you're still there and had another comment or question for the committee?
Yes, Ken. I just wanted to let the committee know that we only found out about this teleconference a few hours prior to the time it happened, so there's a lot of people in this area that's much interested in this that probably didn't even know about it at all.
Thank you for that, Jim. I was not aware of that. We have a system here in Juneau that's supposed to work, but like all bureaucracies, probably doesn't. We put out our schedule a week ago. That schedule was made available to all media throughout the state. We might encourage you to urge your local newspaper to print that, as we do not feel that we should pay for the advertising space in all papers, but I think just as a public service, there's no reason why newspapers shouldn't be able to cover or announce upcoming committee meetings. In addition to that, of course, we alerted all our teleconference sites, and they should have made public radio and television announcements and so forth, but I do thank you for that knowledge that you folks didn't receive word of it till yesterday. That being the case, sounds to me like there probably are a lot of people in Soldotna who would be interested in it and know the fact that you had more folks turn out than anywhere else around the state today. So thanks for that.
Chairman Fanning, also Dick Bogart would like to add a short comment.
Go ahead, Dick.
Well, maybe you get monotonous listening to me, but I really think that you fellas are on the right track down there, and we're real sorry that the rest of our elected representatives are of the same opinion. And if you know and listen to John Stepan's comment, that this is a typical thing that's happening to our areas, that at least in our area, that we can see the federal government is encroaching more and more, usurping states' rights and taking over the actions of any control of the fish and game thereon, and also the surface land, are prohibiting people from using it. And this really has got people galvanized. And I think the one thing that you'll see, that there's more and more people that are going to favor you throughout Alaska, is because of the subsistence. That the so-called subsistence language, when you really delve into it, it's like George Orwell's 1984. They use a pleasant name for a repugnant thing, and I think people are now really becoming aware of what the federal government is doing, and I think that you'll find the support for this bill is going to be throughout the state of Alaska, not in isolated areas we've had before, so keep hammering away on them. They call you radicals, well, you sound like a moderate to me, and you're doing a good job. Over.
Dick, we thank you. We're not about to jump into the subsistence issue on this teleconference, but we appreciate your comments. And I think I would just add an additional comment before we close that naturally not everybody in the legislature agrees with everybody else, and I don't think that we'd really want them to, but when the legislature fails to take action on issues that are important to the people, it's fortunate that we in Alaska have the initiative process. it's unfortunate at times that legislators are not able to take action and that we have to bring that process into play. But I really think that this year there are some extremely volatile issues going to be on the ballot, and the legislature will get a message loud and clear if the people throughout the state that vote on those initiatives that we in the legislature have been unable to come to grips with. So with that, again, we thank all of you for your participation, and the House Resources Committee will stand in adjournment.